Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about Groundhog's Day. Just a couple days ago, I think it was last week, we had Groundhog's Day, and I'm just reminded of the movie Groundhog Day. Sometimes we get into these cycles where it just seems like we're reliving the same day over and over again. Like there's just the same things are happening over and over again. And sometimes we get stuck in these vicious cycles of life. We get stuck in these vicious cycles of life. And today we're asking for God's help. We're going to be taking communion over this, asking for God's help. If you get stuck in any of these vicious cycles, for Him to break us free. And we're going to be talking about some of the steps that we can be taking today to break free. Because almost always in these movies, there's a lot of movies that are out there with that same theme of someone who's just waking up and they're living, reliving the same day over and over again. And almost always you watch the movie, the progression goes something like this. They realize they're living the same day over and over again. And at first, they just start using it to their own advantage. They go on shopping sprees. They do all kinds of stuff. They eat a whole bunch of food. They indulge themselves, basically. They look out for themselves. Then eventually, you'll see they go through this middle phase where they get sad. They get depressed. They just don't want to deal with it anymore. And then finally, they reach this turning point usually of just saying, you know, how can I do good today? We talk about every day, making today a masterpiece by getting connected with God, doing good today. They begin to turn their focus externally. How can I do good? How can I be a blessing to the people that are around me right now today? Every day is just so full of opportunities. God has built so many opportunities into our day. Every day is just full of opportunities. And it takes our focus, being externally focused, walking in the light, walking in faith, walking in love, present, to recognize all these opportunities that are hidden in a day. And when we begin to make that shift, we begin to make that turn on the inside, it begins to break us free of some of these vicious cycles that we can seem to get stuck in sometimes in life. So why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to stir the sacrifice of Jesus into our mind and imagination and remembrance, to make his sacrifice active and relevant right now in this present moment today. To take that sacrifice that happened over 2,000 years ago and to pull it right now into this present moment. So it's active and alive right now today. The Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until you prove the death. So in a way, communion is an activation. Communion is an activation of all these benefits that are found in the new covenant. It's this opportunity to combine the spiritual principles of Jesus, the sacrifice of Jesus, to pull that into the present moment, to stir it into our mind in remembrance and combine it with something practical and physical in the cracker and juice to unite our entire spirit, soul, physical body together. But it's important we take it the right way. Every day, take it with the fear of the Lord. The Apostle Paul says we should be examining ourselves before we take communion every day. We should be examining ourselves. Are we in the faith? How are we doing today? Are we making today a masterpiece? We want to break free of some of these vicious cycles. Sometimes we can get stuck in a life and turn them into virtuous cycles. God can take vicious cycles and turn them into virtuous cycles. He could create beautiful solutions that just begin to set us free. So the process we typically use on these daily communions, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. Mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez, found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Because we want to take it with the fear of the Lord, that honor and reverence and deep respect for God. A time just to come together with Him. So we go through our daily prayer. We go through a time of examining ourselves. Then after our time of communion lately, we've been talking about some practical workout advice. Because I truly believe physical exercise is an expression of exercising our faith. It's learning to receive this grace from God by faith. And getting that flowing through us where we practice, He's doing the work. We practice getting this grace flowing through us where God's doing the work. And physical exercise, one of the greatest opportunities to practice that. And once we understand it, we can apply it into all the other areas of our lives. So let's get started with our prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, their friends, all those connected to them, all of our church and governmental leaders. And I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today, and help us be sensitive to those opportunities and make the most of them today. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about, are we making today a masterpiece? We want to get out of this Groundhog Day. You want to get out of these vicious cycles and turn them into virtuous cycles. I think these four fundamentals play a big role in that, helping us to make today a masterpiece. Because when it all comes down to it, we're going to have an eternal perspective that we walk out with God. But we got to walk it out today. Got to walk it out today. It's always called today. So our four fundamentals, let's get positioned in the light today. Keep magnifying that light and staying tuned in for God's leading and direction. Then we're going to take action. We're going to do those things that we know to do and do them together in partnership with God. So our first one, let's take our position in the light today. We're going to break those cycles. We're going to make today a masterpiece. We've got to get positioned in the light. Every day, we've got to keep repositioning ourselves back into the light again. And this is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're in the darkness. There's no in-between. We're going to take our position in humility, in forgiveness, receiving forgiveness from God, letting it flow through us and out into the world to other people. We're going to take our position in love, kind and gentle and patient, always hoping, always trusting, externally focused. How can I do good? Always persevering, because love never fails. We're going to take our position in gratitude and praise today. You want to break some cycles of some things? Increase your gratitude. Ramp up your level of gratitude. Feel that gratitude at a deeper level in your soul. Walking in faith and love. Gratitude and love, put those two together. Humility, very powerful combination. When we take our position in the light today, here's what we got. God has taken everything he has. He gave it to Jesus. And we get to be in him today. In him, his spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy, his mind and wisdom, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ. His health and energy, his time, his finances, his kingdom, his purpose, become part of his family. It's all in there in Christ. It's all available to flow through us today. But we've got to know how to access it. We've got to know how to get it flowing through us. The first step, let's get positioned in it first. Because it's the humble who are given grace. We're going to get positioned in it first. Then we're going to start to magnify it. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. We're going to expand the capacity of it where God can flow more of all those good things through us. It's all about what we're focused on. What are we thinking about? What are we talking about? What are we rolling over in our mind throughout the day? Where is our focus and our attention? So to magnify the light, we're going to get all those good things flowing through us. How are we going to do it? We're going to get our position, then we're going to start to magnify. Magnify God's word, thinking about it and talking about it, studying it diligently, meditating on his unfailing love and his faithfulness. It's this magnification, it's meditation that helps our hearts to understand all these good things that God has given us. It's through meditation that we understand, and we got to understand it to get it flowing through us. His unfailing love, his faithfulness, his mighty works, that nothing's impossible for him. To magnify our righteousness in Christ. We got right standing with God today. He eagerly desires to help us. To magnify every good thing he put within us. And to stay focused on all the things that are going well. How far God has already brought us in our lives. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. Rather, it's facing them. It's bringing them into the light. I always think of David facing Goliath. He didn't run from him. He ran toward him. And he magnified God. You look at what David says in that interaction. He magnifies God as bigger than the giant. Simply choosing not to magnify the issues and the problems. That's what all the other people were doing. But David magnifies God as bigger than the problem. But God does give us a choice. He gives us free will. He's not going to force it on us. We could choose the way of darkness to stay stuck in pride and rebellion, insisting on our own way, venting, complaining, looking out for ourselves, magnifying the issues and the problems, staying stuck living in the past, worrying about the future rather than right now, today, and the present. And for a lot of people, it's not that they are choosing to do things in a different way rather than God's way. It's just that they don't understand. They don't understand all that God has made available and all that he's trying to flow through us today. How much he wants to help today. And once they get it, once they understand, it can click. It'll fall into place. Start taking our position, start magnifying every day. That's where we've got to recognize those symptoms. When we're in darkness or positioned in darkness, magnifying it, there might be the tendency to retaliate at people, to snap at people, try to get back at them, to withhold good things we know we should be doing because they did that to me. They said that to me. I'm not going to do this for them. Might be the tendency to avoid people, withdraw our presence, give people the silent treatment, just not talk to them anymore. Then there's that heaviness and the weight and the pressure just sitting on you on the inside. Might feel hopeless, helpless, powerless, like you're trapped or you're stuck in these vicious cycles we're talking about today. Seems like there's no way out. I think of being positioned in darkness kind of like a black hole. It just sucks the energy out of you. Whereas when you're in the light, it gives you energy. Being in darkness sucks the energy out of you. When we're in darkness, emotionally, there's also the fear and stress and worry, the dread of the future, confusion, and we get stuck in these vicious cycles. But when we take our position in the light, there is rest in our soul. We're still taking action. We're still doing the things we know to do, but we're doing them from a place of rest in our soul. And when we rest, God goes to work. This doesn't mean doing nothing. It means you're probably going to take more action than ever, but you're going to do so from a place of rest in your soul. And God's going to be the one doing the work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless and energizing. Because you got his peace and his energy and his joy and his love and his mind and wisdom all begin to flow. He just begins to effortlessly break us free, set us free out of these vicious cycles and bad patterns. And if all that weren't enough, God gives us this amazing gift of grace. If you ever get off track, it just takes a moment to turn it around. How do we do it? Change our focus. I like to start with humility. Father, forgive me. Father, forgive me for whatever it was. Took my positioning or my focus away. You receive that forgiveness from him. We walk in grace and forgiveness with ourselves. Then we walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. If you need to reconcile with somebody else, we take those steps. Then we just start praising and thanking him for his grace and his love and his goodness. And what he put in us is more than enough. You'll feel that shift on the inside. The weight will lift off you on the inside. You'll feel that peace and the joy and the energy just begin to flow through you again. And then we got to stay tuned in today. Every day we got to stay tuned in. Every day has so many opportunities hidden in the day, but I think we miss a lot of them. Opportunities to connect with others, opportunities for good things to happen, opportunities to do good and be a blessing. Opportunities to walk out God's plan for today. But we miss a lot of them because we get caught up in ourselves and all the things that we have to do, and we miss a lot of those opportunities. So my favorite way to stay tuned in is with a journal before bed. I like to start with gratitude and praise to get my position. Then I like to magnify. What went well today? What are the ways I saw God showing up today? Then I like to ask this question. God, what are you trying to show me today? And just reflect back over the day. If I got nothing to write about, it means I probably wasn't tuned in very well. It's probably focused on other things. So ask that question and I'll just get still for a few minutes. It doesn't take long. And whatever comes into my mind, just begin to write it down. Begin to record my journey with God. Then we've got to stay tuned in throughout the day because he may course correct us. He may lead us along a little different path. He may open up some of those opportunities we weren't expecting. Stay tuned in for him. We ever get unsure on something, we don't know what to do or which step to take, we can ask him. And he'll show us every single time if we'll wait for his answer. But I learned this lesson. I got ahead of God in some ways. I was asking him, but I wasn't waiting. And I got ahead of him in some ways, which meant I had to redo a bunch of stuff. Wasted a bunch of time. So the last thing I like to do in my journal before bed is plan out the upcoming day with God. What do I know to do? God, what's on your plan for the day? Then I'll list out anything I know to do, anything I know needs to happen in the next day, anything in my conscience, anything I've been procrastinating on, anything I have a leading or excitement from God to do. Write out the plan. And then you wake up like a kid on Christmas morning. Might be the tendency to think, oh, it's just another day. But this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. We're going to get our position first thing in the morning. We're going to get connected to him, start magnifying him. Then we're going to walk out that plan today with a willing heart, with a good attitude, with full confidence in God. He's right there with us to help us walk out this day today. So what do? We get stuck in these vicious cycles. Seems like you're reliving the same things over and over again. Well, if we keep doing the same thing, we're going to keep getting the same result. So what do we got to do? We got to rely and trust on God's grace. We got to get that grace flowing through us at a greater level today. Let's turn our focus. Number one, let's get more present. Get more present today. I like to call presence the grace table turner. It gets all that good stuff flowing through you. And let's externally focus. What opportunities are there hidden in this day today that I haven't seen before? How can I do good on a greater level? How can I be a greater blessing to the people I'm interacting with every day? You begin to make that shift. You begin to make that change in our focus. Be amazed at how quickly it breaks us free out of these cycles. So we're going to take communion over this today, asking for God's help. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful to have you in our lives and for all you and Jesus went through to connect us back to you. And we're asking for your help today. For anybody that's been stuck in some vicious cycles, just seems to keep repeating the same things over and over again. We're asking for your help to break those cycles. And not only to break them, but to turn them into virtuous cycles. To just build on top of another. It creates ripple effects for good across every area of our lives. We're asking for your help with that today. We think that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it." Then he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. So Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. So this breaking of the bread today, I want you to think about it, that when we broke that bread today, it's going to be a marker in time. It's going to be a symbolic point in time that we're breaking off those cycles, breaking off those patterns. We're going to start something new today. We're going to walk out our day a little differently today with God's help. So, Father, we thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We get to know God, to have him functioning in our life today, working in our life, doing life together with us today. Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, so now it's about walking it out today. Let's take our position. Let's start magnifying him. Stay tuned in. And let's take action. Let's do good today. Do good today. Let's be a blessing today. Let's look for those opportunities to do good. Let's talk about some workout stuff. Just recently for me, so part of this workout stuff, just wanted to give you the opportunity to kind of track along with what I'm doing. And so if you don't have our daily communion workout, if you get on our email list at theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com, you can get access to the daily workouts that we have on the emails that we send out every day. And the workout we have, it's a consistent daily routine where we're practicing the basic fundamentals of fitness every day. Practicing those. How are we going to get to a new level? Same thing we talked about. More presence, more focus, more energy into those workouts. Consistency. And so I've been practicing the same weights, the same level, basically, since sometime in November. So we're talking about somewhere 60 to 90 days that I've done the exact same thing pretty much most every day and practicing. But I've noticed I've been consistently getting better. Week by week, month by month, consistently getting better. And I was getting to the point where, like we talk about, how do you know when it's time to move up? But when you got 100% confidence, you know what? I could do that weight easily today. And you could do that consistently. It's getting close to time to move up to a new level. And I'm getting close to moving up everything altogether, but I had a couple exercises on the lunges and the single leg RDLs and some of those exercises where I was like, you know what? I really could do more. And so I bumped them up. But I want you to think about this, the time frame, 60 to 90 days of just consistent practice at one level till I really felt like I got it. And then all of a sudden, progress comes in surges. And the first day of doing the new level, I did all the reps easily again. It's like, whoa, I might need to increase it more than I thought. Might need to increase it more than I thought because I jumped up faster than I thought I would. Progress comes in surges. One of the most important things to know, for whatever reason, this is the way progress seems to work. It's like a stock market chart. It's going up and down. It's going up and down, up and down. And then all of a sudden you make these surges forward. So something to be looking out for. When they come, hard to say. I don't know. God's timing, I guess. But that's the way the progress typically seems to happen. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the Abundant Life Training Center. .com